Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss very important issues, problems, and the questions our families face regarding our teenagers' upbringing. In this program, we are having a very, very learned scholar, Radhiya Batul Najafi, with me. And inshallah, we will discuss about the role model of our lives, especially in our teenagers' life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And a great scholar, we say, Hujjat al-Islam wal-Muslimin, Farman Ali Ma'asumi. And I'm so fortunate that, alhamdulillah, my husband is a great scholar. And mostly I'm benefiting from you because you are sharing beautiful sayings of Ma'asumin alayhim salam and ayat of Book of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Thank you so much.
So we were discussing with our dear listeners about the role model, the Holy Quran, the riwayat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They have focused and they have emphasized that we should choose a role model in our life. And unfortunately, because of the situation we are facing nowadays, because of the social media, our teenagers, most of them, they are misguided in choosing and selecting their role models. So, inshallah, we will, and definitely we will benefit from your discussions also, that this is a very, very important opportunity that how we can instill the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in our teenagers' heart using this beautiful quality. Because amazing. Teenagers, they are thirsty of, you know, good
heroes.
Qualities.
They're heroes. Looking for heroes, yeah. And definitely. They want to become like them, you know. And because this period of time is full of the quality of following, like they love to follow someone, as we discussed before too. So we should use this amazing quality, which is peak in this age of the life, for a true heroes of the life here and hereafter. Yeah, inshallah.
Definitely. And inshallah, you will share with our dear listeners the beautiful ahadith and the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam also regarding this issue.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
So let me start with this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he says, you upbring your children using the love of Ahlul Bayt, love of mine, and love of the Holy Quran. This is a beautiful hadith. If we utilize this hadith in our life, definitely we will be very, very successful in upbringing our teenagers.
Yeah. But it's easy to pronounce, easy to read,
yeah,
so soothing to
problem.
Hear. Yeah, hadith is so beautiful. But this era and this time was distraction. This nowadays, this age of distraction, like nothing allows us to sit with Quran, unfortunately. And because we as a Muslim, we are a bit slow in social media. We don't know how to make those beautiful heroes which Quran has provided for us in, you know, day-to-day life, like very, very appropriate for them, you know, according to the current problems, the current way of that, that is the challenge, you know.
Yeah. Dear listeners, we are going to take a short break. Please don't go away.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. Dear listeners, we are talking about the role models for our teenagers and how we can use this beautiful quality to upbring our teenagers according to the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. So you were talking about that, about this beautiful quality, that it is very easy to say that we should upbring our teenagers according to the love of Ahlul Bayt and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is very difficult to
practice. Yeah,
practice it.
The environment doesn't allow us, you know. The environment is just stealing our children's mind,
yeah,
and their supreme time when they're fresh, when they're, you know, so most of the time they're spending away from us because of their studies, yeah, and sports and friends.
Again, it depends how kind of atmosphere you have provided them since their birth or before their birth, you know.
Beautiful.
If you are a very good practicing Muslim and very good believers, and you have, you know, followed all the footsteps of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam during this whole process of your child's upbringing, you know, from the spouse selection, from the, you know, birth of your child to the, you know, 12, 13 years of his age.
Such a beautiful point.
Yeah.
Like we have to go toward the root and the foundation. So
definitely,
you have started from spouse selection, you know, before marriage. So before marriage, if you are aware of these all beautiful qualities, then you will be more successful in teenage of your child. Yeah,
yeah,
that
then,
is a very,
then it is
very,
very
true
easy. Yeah,
yeah, very true.
Because your child has learned so many things since his childhood, you know, from, you know, day one till now. So it is very easy to give him and feed him and give him the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. But if you are careless about these issues, you are not a very good practicing family, Muslim family, and suddenly you want to upbring your teenager in this stage, then this is very, very tough job. Very,
exactly,
very difficult.
Exactly, exactly. And I have heard this hadith that, you know, whenever you feel in your heart as a teenager and as a person, the love of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, you just give dua to your mother, because mostly mothers they play a very vital role, because they spend more time, especially, you know, in childhood. So the parents, you know, if they have that love, they can transform easily. And I love the way our soul mother, Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha, you know, she has devoted her whole life for Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the way she would say, Inna sa'id, haqqa sa'id, kulla sa'id, man ahabba aliyan, yeah, fi hayatihi wa ba'da mamatihi. So I love it the way she used to say.
Can you translate this beautiful hadith?
Yeah, she would say that the true fortunate is the one who, and not only the true one, you know, the right one, the complete one, the perfect one, the peak of the sa'adat and fortunate, you know, belongs to the one who has that connection with Imam, although in this era, in this time where we cannot see him physically, he's not in this world, but still we can have that love and connection to our Imam.
It is a very, very tough job, but it is possible. Yeah,
exactly.
Again, we will take a small break. Inshallah, after the break, we will continue.
Inshallah.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Dear listeners, welcome back. We are discussing about the Ahlul Bayt's love, how we can instill it into our teenagers' hearts. So you were discussing and shedding light upon this.
As I said before, it's easy to say, but very tough to practice nowadays. So one of the easy way, because, you know, the teacher can guide you towards the practical, doable, tangible, easy steps, baby steps towards something very, very challengeable, tough. So if you, because Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they were not, you know, like most of them, only our last final Imam is alive, but other most of the Ma'sumin alayhi salam, infallibles, they were their time and our time is totally different. So our teenagers, mostly they have this question that how can I, you know, make them hero of my life in 2022, for example. So how can I relate to them? Yeah. So for that, I love the beautiful history and biography and, you know, the role model of some great scholars. Yeah. So, and the scholars, because they are trying their best to put their steps on and follow the steps of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So that those scholars can play the role of the bridge, you know, between us and Ahlul Bayt, because sometimes we don't understand that how can I practice, you know, and how can I follow and how can I put them in my day-to-day life. So that would be such a easy way. Yeah, it's something doable. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely, because we have so many great scholars.
Yeah.
They have lived a very, very good and very, you know, beneficial life in this era, you know, in 19th and 20th and 21st century. So if we tell the stories of their life to our teenagers and give them the tangible examples of their life, then they can understand maybe. And the other way is we can, you know, tell them the stories of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Our books are full of so many stories and the incidents of their, you know, our Imam's lifetimes. You know, we have, alhamdulillah, 14 infallibles, and their lives were full of so many, you know, stories and so many anecdotes. So by telling these stories to our teenagers,
I remember one story which we say to our son Ali, that one day our sixth Imam, he was crossing from a street and he observed that a companion is just there and crossing the street, but that companion has something in his hand, like wine, yeah, which is haram, which is forbidden. And that companion, because he suddenly, when he come across to Imam, he wanted to escape, but he couldn't. Yeah, it wasn't possible for him to escape. So he's just hiding himself from Imam because he feels shy because of his bad actions. So Imam said, come to me. How come you are hiding yourself from me? You know, I know whatever you are doing is not good. Your action is not good, but you are you.
Wow, such a beautiful reaction of Imam Ali.
Exactly. And youth love this kind of
because of
stories.
This lenient and very good reaction. Thank you so much for such a beautiful story.
You're most welcome.
Dear listeners, I hope you have enjoyed our beautiful discussions. If you have any comment, any suggestion, or any question, please write to us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can, as usual, follow us on social media at Call of Islam Radio. And if you get opportunity, you can visit our website also at barstoday.com. Until our next program, fi amanillah.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.